我们请大家一起预备心，同心默祷。
Let's all bow our heads and pray in silence, prepare our hearts.
阿们，哈利路亚！奉主耶稣圣名，我们开始安息圣日上的聚会。
Hallelujah! In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we begin this Sabbath morning service.
一起来唱赞美诗129首。
Please sing hymn number 129.
肃立，我们一起低头来祷告。
So let's all remain standing and we'll pray.
哈利路亚！奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Hallelujah! In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
在的天父，万有的主宰，怜悯世人的耶稣基督，我们感谢赞美你的圣名不断。
Our heavenly Father, the Creator of all things, we praise your name.
在您所赐福的安息圣日里
，On the Sabbath day，
特别是我们今天是2013年的第一个安息圣日
，Especially today, the first Sabbath of the new year，
让我们一起聚集在你的施恩宝座前。
That we can all gather here today before your throne of mercy.
再一次来聆听你的训诲。
So that we can listen to your message.
来遵行你的话语。
To obey your word.
来领受你从上头给我们的力量跟福气恩典。
To receive your strength, your blessings.
作为我们路上的光以及脚前的灯。
And so that you may become our light before our feet.
能够看清楚我们所处的这个世代。
So that we can see clearly in this world.
也能够看清楚我们得救的方向。
And so we can see clearly the path to salvation.
主啊，我们把早上的聚会恭恭敬敬地交在你的圣手之中。
Lord, we give this Sabbath morning service and put it in your hands.
我们期盼您来带领我们。
And we ask you, Lord, to guide us.
你的圣灵运行在我们每个人的心中。
We ask that you put the Holy Spirit in all of our hearts.
让我们都能够欢喜领受你所赐下的话语。
So we may joyfully receive the words that you have given to us.
并且乐意的遵行实践在我们的信仰生活上。
And that we are willing to obey you and continue in our life.
主啊，我们这样的祷告跟祈求，愿您垂听、悦纳，并且成就。
And we ask that you listen to our prayer and allow it to be fulfilled.
最后，我们将一切的荣耀、颂赞、尊贵以及权柄，全归在你的圣名之下，直到永远。
May all the power and glory be unto your name forever.
哈利路亚，阿门。
Hallelujah, amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们再次的向我们弟兄姐妹问好。
And so once again, I greet all brothers and sisters.
也感谢神赏赐小弟有这么一个美好的机会。又来到我们这个凤凰城教会。
And I thank God that He has given me this opportunity to once again come here to Phoenix Church.
来跟我们弟兄姐妹一起来学习一起来敬拜神。
So that I may worship with all brothers and sisters as well as learn.
早上小弟想跟大家一起分享的道理就是主耶稣在马太福音25章所讲的三个。有关末世的比喻。
So this morning, I'd like to share the message recorded in Matthew chapter 25 regarding three parables concerning the end times.
若是我们回顾已经过去的这个2012年。
If we go back to, if we think back to the year 2012.
那最引人注目的热烈讨论的话题就是末日。
And so a topic that was on.Many people's minds was the end times.
那也许是受到这个南美洲这个玛雅这个民族他们推算这个月历算到这个2012年为止。
Because the Mayans in South America calculated that the calendar would end on the in December 2012.
所以就有人说2012年是世界终结的时候。
And so many people said that the end times would occur in 2012.
再加上这个好莱坞的电影2012突破推波助澜让大家仿佛真的觉得2012年就是世界的结束。
And if we remember, there was a movie about it called 2012 about the end times.
那基督教无独有偶的也有这个在加州Family Radio 的。这个创办人Ken Ping牧师他也这么说。
And Family Radio, a Christian group especially the leader also predicted that in 2012 there would be end times.
这个2012年的5月21号就是世界结束的时候。
And he calculated it would, the world would end on May 21st, 2012.
那结果5月21号世界没有结束。
So after May 21st, we see that the world has not ended.
那 Ken 平牧师说他可能数学算得不太对所以应该是十月结果十月份也没有到。
And then so this leader said, oh, I made some miscalculation. So he recalculated and then he got October, but we see it's still not accurate.
那 Ken 平牧师可能因为压力太大自己也中风了。
And so perhaps because of the great pressure, he developed a stroke.
不过感谢神他还活着他并没有这个末日他的末日还没有到了。
But thank God that his predictions were wrong.
不过他也因着这样就退休了。
But because of this, he has retired.
那12月的21号这个是玛雅这个月历所说的世界结束的时候。
So on December 21st, this is when the Mayans predicted that the calendar would end.
但是12月21号也过去了。
But we see that we've passed by it.
2012年在大家迎接2013年的倒数计时当中过去了。
And we also see that the year has become 2013.
末日还是没有到。
But the end times has not arrived yet.
那在有些人觉得惋惜当中也有些人觉得高兴之余2013年来到了。
So some people are disappointed, but others are happy that 2013 has come.
那面对这个末日来到的这个信息不只是我们有兴趣其实主耶稣那个时代的门徒也很有兴趣。
So the end times, the topic of end times is not only interesting to us today, but it was interesting for the disciples of Jesus back in that time.
所以他们曾经私底下去找主耶稣问。
And so they secretly went to ask Jesus.
我们来看马太福音的24章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音24章。
Matthew chapter 24.
第三节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 3.
三节耶稣在橄榄山上坐着门徒暗暗的来说请告诉我们什么时候有这些事你降临和世界的末了有什么预兆呢
Matthew chapter 24 verse 3 Now as he sat on the Mount of Olives the disciple came to him privately saying tell us when will these things be and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age
在这里记载着主耶稣在世上传福音的时候曾经有门徒私底下来问耶稣有关主的再临还有世界的结束有什么样的预兆。
So we see here that when Jesus was preaching, some disciples came to him privately and asked him, what will be the signs for the end times?
于是主耶稣就告诉他的门徒有关世界结束还有他再临之前的预兆。
And so Jesus eventually answered what would happen before he came and before the end of the world.
有宗教上的混乱有国与国的战争这个充满着仇恨等等。
There will be corruption in the religious aspect. There will be kingdoms rising against kingdoms.
整个24章有关主耶稣回答门徒末日的来到以及他的再临的这个预兆在这个二十四章的42节到44节可以做一个结论。
So from verse 42 to verse 44 in Matthew chapter 24, this can be said to be sort of a summary or conclusion of what we should do.
我们来看马太福音二十四章的42节。
So if we look at Matthew chapter 24, verse 42.
42节所以你们要警醒因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到43节
43
家主若知道几更天有贼来就必警醒不容人挖透房屋这是你们所知道的44节
44
所以你们也要预备因为你们想不到的时候人子就来了在这里主耶稣用警醒还有预备这两件事情来 提醒门徒有关末日的来到以及他的再来应当做的事情。
So here, Jesus reminds his disciples to not only watch, but also be ready for the end times and when Jesus will come again.
哦，什么是警醒？什么是预备
？So what does it mean to watch and to be ready?
哦，警醒啊，哦，是一种生活的态度。
So watch here means an attitude toward life.
哦，那预备啊，则是一种成果的呈现。
And to be ready is a process.
哦，所以主耶稣要他的门徒。在生活的态度上，在这个将来的这个结果的呈现上，要有所警醒，有所预备。
So essentially, Jesus is telling them that their attitude towards life, they have to be vigilant, and they also have to be ready at all times.
哦，那到底要怎么样警醒
？So how are we supposed to be vigilant?
面对耶稣的再临、末世的来到，我们生活的态度应该是怎么样？
And what should our attitude be concerning the end times and when Jesus comes again?
一般没有信主的人对末日的看法跟我们信耶稣的人对末日的看法态度上有不一样。
A typical person's view of the end times is very different from a Christian's view of the end times.
没有信主的人他们害怕的是末日的灾难。
Those who do not believe, they fear the disasters that come with the end times.
那信耶稣的人害怕的是末日的审判。
But Christians fear the judgment associated with the end times.
因为那个审判决定永远的归宿。
Because the judgment determines where you will go for eternity.
是天堂呢，还是地狱呢？
Whether you go to heaven or hell.
是永生的福乐呢？还是那个地狱的永火的刑罚呢
？Whether you will enjoy eternal happiness or suffer eternally.
那再来主耶稣要门徒要有所预备。
And so we see then that Jesus tells his disciples to be prepared.
当他再来的时候要交账，要将成果呈现给他。
Because we are supposed to settle our debts to Jesus.
那要预备什么？
So how should we prepare them?
所以接着主耶稣在马太福音的25章一口气讲了三个比喻。
And so in Matthew chapter 25, Jesus tells them three parables.
就是我们很熟悉的这个十童女的比喻。
So the first one we're very familiar with, it's the 10 virgins.
还有这个分银子的比喻。
And then the parable of the talents.
还有这个山羊绵羊的比喻。
And then we see a parable with goats and sheep.
其实这三个比喻就是围绕着刚刚我们所说的主耶稣讲的这两个重点，警醒跟预备。
And then so these three parables cover what it means to be watchful and to be prepared.
那我们接下来就来来看看主耶稣所讲的这三个比喻的重点是什么。
So let's look at the main points of these three parables.
第一个比喻是25章的第一节到13节。
So the first parable is from verse 1 to verse 13.
主耶稣讲这个比喻的目的在最后的13节就已经告诉我们了。
And so the purpose of this parable we see is recorded in verse 13.
13节说所以你们要警醒，因为那日子那时辰你们不知道。
13, watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming.
主耶稣讲这个十童女的比喻要告诉我们应当要警醒。
So the parable of the 10 virgins reminds us to be watchful.
刚刚我们谈到警醒是一种生活的态度。
And so we see being watchful is a way of life.
在这个比喻里头，耶稣用当时的人非常熟悉这个婚宴嫁娶来做一个这个说明。
And so, in this parable, Jesus uses something very familiar to the people at that time, a marriage.
犹太人他们的婚宴跟我们不太一样我们是一天就搞定了他们有时候一拖是整个星期的。
So for us Americans in our culture today, a marriage is probably a one-day affair. But for the Jewish people, it can last up to a week.
在这个婚宴当中在这个这个期间这个亲友们他们到新郎到这个家里去参加筵席 哦，甚至是流水席啊，哦，让这个客人哦能够尽情的与主人快乐。
And so during the ceremony, the friends will go to a banquet and they will enjoy it with the group.
哦，所以才会有这个约翰福音那边的哈，主耶稣在加拿变水为酒的这个神迹呀，啊。
And there they also partake wine, and so that's why in John chapter 4 it mentions how John chapter 2 mentions how Jesus changes the water to wine.
然后因为是流水席哈，所以经常这个所主人所准备的东西哈可能不够。
And so because they continually drink wine, sometimes there's not enough.
好，那这个新郎要到新娘家里迎娶。
And then the groom is to go to the bride's house to pick up his bride.
然后照着他们的习俗，新郎会到各个亲友的家里，来接受他们的这个祝福。
And then, according to their custom, the bride will then visit each of their friend's house to receive their blessing.
哦，那有时候啊，这个如果这个比较 popular 的哈，这个受欢迎的人哈，亲友多一点呐，一这样一家一家的去啊。到了新娘的家，有时候都已经晚上了。
And so, sometimes, because if the bride is more popular, then the it takes longer. And so, by the time that they meet up with all their friends, it will be nighttime.
哦，那耶稣讲的这个比喻啊，就算哦，就类似这样的一个情形啊。
And so, this is the situation in this parable.
这个新娘在娘家。在等候新郎来迎接，来接他。
And so the bride is waiting for the bridegroom to come.
那跟这个新娘在一起的有四个童女在陪伴。
And so with the bride, it's that there are 10 virgins waiting with her.
那圣经特别讲这十个童女当中有五个是聪明的，五个是愚拙的。
And then we see out of these 10 virgins, 5 are wise and 5 are foolish.
那个聪明跟愚拙之分呢，不在于说他们的这个 IQ 高低或者是这个算术的成绩高低，不是这个。
So being wise did not mean that they were intelligent, such as mathematically, or they had higher IQs.
那这里告诉我们聪明的是拿着灯又预备油在器皿那愚拙的是拿着灯却没有预备油。
Here it tells us that the wise are the ones who have they took oil with their vessels and their lamps, whereas the foolish took no additional oil.
所以聪明跟愚拙的差别在于懂不懂得未雨绸缪那个预备油在器皿里头。
And so, essentially, we see that what distinguishes between the wise and the foolish were whether they prepared additional oil for their lamps.
那在新郎还没有到迟延的时候大家等着等着等累了都睡着了，不分聪明的跟愚拙的。
And so, when they were waiting for the bridegroom, eventually, all the 10 virgins fell asleep, and so there was no distinguishing between them.
到了半夜，有人喊着说：“新郎来咯。”
But by midnight, someone called out that the bridegroom had come.
要这些童女们拿着灯出去迎接。
And they wished that the virgins would come out to welcome the groom.
这个童女们于是都醒来了，赶快收拾，点上灯，出去迎接新郎。
And so the virgins, packed their things and want to light their lamps to go out to welcome.
就在这个时候这个愚拙的五个这个童女发现说。自己的灯因为油已经不够了所以就像这个聪明的童女要分一点油。
And so the five foolish virgins realized that they didn't have enough oil, so they asked the wise virgins to share some of their oil.
那这个时候聪明的童女告诉这些要跟他们要油的这五个童女说说如果我分给你连我自己都不够了。所以你们自己再去向那个卖油的地方去买吧。
And so then the five wise virgins told the foolish ones that there's not enough to share, so you need to go and purchase more oil.
当这个愚拙的五个童女去买油的时候，新郎到了。
And by the time the five foolish virgins bought the oil, the bridegroom had already come.
于是跟这个懂得预备油的这个五个聪明的童女就一起进去坐席。
So the wise virgins who had prepared the oil went in with the bridegroom.
那五个买油的童女回来了。
And then the foolish virgins who finally brought the oil when they came back.
敲着门啊，哦，要这个主人呢，给他开门，让他们进去。
They knocked on the door, hoping the master would let them in.
哦，结果主人却回答说啊，我告诉你们，哦，我不认识你们。
But the master says, "Assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you."
哦，结果啊，被拒绝在外面。
And so they were denied entry, and they were left outside.
哦，这个是。耶稣所讲的这个，哦，这个十个童女，哦，的这个比喻。
So this is the parable of the ten virgins.
哦，那在这里，我们来思考一个问题。
So let's ponder upon one question then.
哦，刚刚我们谈到说，这个比喻的目的啊，是要警醒。
Here it tells us in verse 13 that we should be watchful.
哦，要预备油了。
So we see in the parable, it tells us we have to prepare oil.
因为这个油啊，不但是区分聪明跟愚拙，而且啊，也让这个让他们能不能进去这个跟新郎一起坐席呀。
Because this oil not only determines whether you are wise or foolish, but also determines whether they are allowed into the feast or not.
哦，那什么是油
？So then, what is oil?
哦，我们直接联想想得到就是圣灵嘛。
If we think about it, we quickly answer a Holy Spirit.
哦，圣灵就像膏油一样嘛。
A Holy Spirit is the anointing oil.
哦，但是在这一个比喻里头啊，我们如果把圣灵把这个油用圣灵来套，好像会有一点问题。
But if we try to apply a Holy Spirit to this parable, it seems to be a slight problem.
哦，为什么呢
？Why？
哦，因为。这个圣灵，如果这个油是圣灵的话，那这个愚拙的童女啊，要向聪明的借油，圣灵可以用借的吗？
Because we see that the five foolish virgins want to borrow oil, can we lend Holy Spirit to anyone?
某某弟兄啊，我刚刚祷告的时候感觉到圣灵不太充满了。你刚刚祷告，我看你这个身体震动很厉害，声音那么大，圣灵很充满，借我一点点好不好？
Brother so-and-so, I see that when you pray, you've been filled with the Holy Spirit, and I'm not there yet. Could you lend some of the Holy Spirit to me?
我看没有人会这样子的。
I don't think anyone of us would ask of such things.
那还有叫这个愚拙的童女啊，去卖油的那边去买油。
Also, we see that the five wise virgins tell the foolish ones to go and buy oil.
那如果是这个油是指着这个圣灵的话
，If the oil is representative of Holy Spirit,
那这个圣灵也不能够用买的啊。
One cannot purchase the Holy Spirit.
所以在这边我们如果要用圣灵来带入这个油的话，好像会有以上这个讲不通的地方。
So we see that there's some inconsistencies if we try and represent this oil with Holy Spirit.
那当然我们再退而求其次。
So let's go back and think again.
我们来想这个油的这个功用是什么。
Let's think about what the purpose of the oil is.
在这里，油就是为了要来点灯的。
The purpose is of the oil is fuel for the light.
那点了灯就能够照亮，让这个新郎能够为新郎来带路了。
So with the light, it lightens the dark places, and so they can guide the bridegroom.
那谈到光，就让我们想到马太福音第五章，耶稣所说。你们要做世上的光。
And so, if we think about light and go back to Matthew chapter 5, in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus tells the disciples to be the light of the world.
那个光是指着好行为。
And so, this light then is good work.
你们的光你们的好行为也要像光一样让人看见归荣耀给天上的父。
And so, this light is not only to allow others to see the correctly, but also to glorify God.
那如果我们把这个好行为、把善行带入到这个油里头
，and so if we put good works then into as a, to represent the oil, then
也许我们比较说得通了
Then we see it's more consistent.
那这个油是什么时候预备的
？And so when is this oil prepared then？
可不是新郎来的时候才去预备，那来不及不能够进到。这个屋里头坐席了。
You see that it's not prepared when the bridegroom comes. If it's done so, then they cannot enter into the banquet.
那这个油是什么时候预备？是 之前新郎还没到就要预备了。
We see that this oil is prepared before the bridegroom comes.
哦，因为当新郎来就来不及了。
Because when the bridegroom is already there, it's too late.
哦，所以换句话说，哦，我们的这个好行为，我们的善行，也必须要在主耶稣再临之前的平常就应当要有了。
And so what this is telling us is that our good works have to be done before Jesus has come.
Oh,
it should be done in daily life.
啊，就像主耶稣所说的，成为世上的光啊。
Just like Jesus said, we are to be the light of the world.
哦，让人看见啊，归荣耀给天上的父神。
So that others may see and that we may glorify God.
好，所以主耶稣借着这个十个童女的比喻，在告诉当时的这些问他末日来到，哦，以及啊啊主耶稣的再临的这些门徒要怎么样去警醒跟预备。
And so we see that this is the first way how Jesus tells the disciples to be watchful.
哦，就必须要警醒。
They need to be watchful.
哦，要预备啊，哦，这个来迎接主的再来。
They need to be watchful by preparing for the coming of the Lord.
以及末日的来到。
And that is the coming of the end time.
哦，借着平常的生活。
And so through daily life,
哦，就应当要预备，要警醒。
They need to already be prepared and be watchful.
哦，借着我们的好行为，我们的善行，来警醒，来预备，来迎接主的再来以及末日的来到。
So through our good works, we need to be watchful and be prepared, and so then we will be ready to receive the Lord.
哦，这是主耶稣交代，哦，教导当时的门徒，也是今天的我们，关于呀，啊，哦，怎么样去面对末日的来到。耶稣的第二次再临应当有的生活态度。
And so this is the first attitude towards life that we should have.
哦，不是浑浑噩噩的过日子。
It's not to live immoral lives.
哦，警醒，什么是警醒？
So what then is to be vigilant?
哦，警醒当然不是说每天一大早都爬到楼顶上去看看哦，耶稣来了没啊。
Doesn't mean to climb to the roof and check to see if Jesus has come yet.
哦，也不是啊，哦，看到弟兄姐妹啊，就互相提醒，哎，主耶稣要来咯，哎，你预备好了没啊？
It's not to remind brothers and sisters every day that Jesus is coming. Are you prepared yet?
哦，或者是每天啊，哦，从早到晚在那边穷紧张，啊，耶稣要来了，耶稣要来了，耶稣要来了。
Does not mean to be anxious, constantly reminding yourself, Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming.
而是落实在我们平常能够做这个世上的盐跟这个世上的光。
Rather, our daily actions reflect the glory of God.
拥有这个基督徒应当有的特质。
And so we also reflect the characteristics of God.
借着我们的善行来印证，来让人看出基督信仰的价值来。
Through our good works, we allow others to see the value of believing in God.
哦，这是一种警醒，一种生活的态度。
And so this is the attitude towards life we should have.
哦，那接下来。
And so next.
哦，主耶稣讲的这个分银子的比喻。
We see the parable of the talents.
哦，讲到说啊，天国就好像有一个人要到外国去，哦，所以把他的仆人叫来了。
There's a kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who and he calls his own servants.
按照这个这些仆人不同的才干，哦，把家产，哦，交代给他们。
And we see because of the servants' different abilities, he gives to them accordingly.
哦，一个给了五千，一个给了两千，一个给了一千。
One was given five talents, another two, and another one.
哦，那个零五千跟零两千的，哦，他们分别运用主人所交托给他们的五千跟两千，哦，他们个别，啊，又赚了五千，又赚了两千。
So we see that both of the servants that received the five and the two talents, they earned back what they were given.
哦，那个零一千的，哦，却把那个主人所交托的一千，哦，埋到地上去了。
But we see that the man with the one talent just buried his one talent.
哦，那过了许久，哎，主人回来了。
And after a while, the master returned.
哦，主人要跟，哦，这些仆人们算账。
And so the master came to settle the accounts.
那个零五千的跟零两千，哦，把主人所交代给他们的五千跟两千，以及他们为主人又另外赚了五千跟两千，通通拿来了。
And so we see that both the first two servants who received 5 and 2 talents, they earned back 100%.
他们分别得到主人的称赞，称他们是又良善又忠心的仆人。
And we see that the master praised them, saying, "Well done, good and faithful servants."
并且要把更多的事情派他们来管理。
And he see that the master then allowed them to take care of more things.
还有得着了，能够进来享受主人快乐的奖赏。
They are ruler over many things, and they are able to enter into the joy of the master.
那个领一千的也来了。
And then the one with the servant with the one talent came.
他。把这个主人给他的这个一千拿来还给主人。
And so he returned the one original talent given to him.
他向主人来解释为什么他没有另外再赚这个没有运用主人所交给他的这个一千另外再赚这个一千的原因。
And then he tried to explain why he didn't earn any more than the one talent given to him.
照他的解释他认为主人是一个很这个圣经上说是一个忍心的人。
And we see that he explained that he felt that the master was a hard man.
没有重的要收，没有善的要聚，所以他害怕了。
Reaping where he has not sown and gathering where he has not scattered seed, and so the servant was afraid of the master.
把这个银子就埋在地上，现在拿来还了。
And so he hid the talent in the ground and gave it and returned it.
主人听完了这个领一千的仆人的解释之后
，and after listening to the servant's explanation，
就责备他是又饿又懒的仆人呐。
And so he criticized the servant, saying he was wicked and lazy.
如果我真的如同你所讲的是个忍心的人，那你岂不更应该把这个银子这个给那个兑换银子的人等到我来的时候能够生利息，连本带利的拿来给我吗？
He said, if I were truly a hard man, shouldn't you at least have deposited the money with the bankers, and so I would have earned interest.
所以把他的一千夺了过来，给那个已经有一万的了。
And so he took the one talent and gave it already to the man who was given 5 talents.
然后把这个无用的仆人丢在外面黑暗里在那边哀哭切齿。
And then cast out the lazy servant.
刚刚我们谈到那个是个童女的比喻，主耶稣告诉我们要警醒。
And so, with the parable of the 10 virgins, we see that Jesus' message there was to be watchful.
是一种生活的态度。
It was an attitude we should have towards life.
那在这里进一步主耶稣告诉我们。
And then here it describes the next step.
这个警醒的态度的这个生活来服侍来服侍神。
That not only do we have to live that certain lifestyle, but we have to serve the Lord.
那耶稣用这个分银子的比喻来告诉我们。
And so Jesus uses this parable of the talents to tell us.
我们每一个人就如同神家里头的仆人一样。
We as brothers and sisters are servants of God.
我们从神那边都有领受神的托付。
We've all received certain talents from God.
也许我们会问说哪里主耶稣也没有给我银子啊。
So we might say, well, how's it we've received anything? We haven't received a monetary value from God.
我没有从主耶稣那边收到任何支票啊。
I haven't received any stocks from God.
这里讲的这个按他们的才干分这个银子托付给他们管理。
But here we see the phrase that according to their ability, they were given talents.
指的是神在我们每个人先天跟先天的这个资质上，以及后天环境的栽培上，给我们的造就跟托付。
So here it's talking about according to our abilities, God has given to us what we are supposed to work on.
就好像我们每个人我们天生就有不同的这个才能有些人数理比较强，有些人是文史比较行。
So for example, when we are born, we have some natural inclination towards some things. Some people are better at math, and others are better at literature.
哦，有些人呢长得比较体格啊，这个魁梧啊，那有些人哦就比较纤细。
Some people are born stronger, others are weaker physically.
有高哦，可以打 NBA 哈，有强壮哈，可以打这个 football 哈。
Some are taller who can go to the NBA, or there are others who are stronger who can play in the NFL.
哎，这个是先天的哈，托付哈。
But and we see that all these are abilities that we were born with.
哦，那也有后天环境的这个栽培啊。
But we see that there are also abilities that we work with.
哦，我们有些弟兄姐妹啊，能够来美国来深造。
We see that we are given the opportunity to come here to America.
哦，有可以拿到 PhD 哦，拿到 Master degree。
We've obtained masters or PhDs.
哦，在各行各业哦，我们呢发挥我们先天的恩赐。
And so in the lessons, in the classes, we demonstrated our natural ability.
哦，所以无论是先天哦这个资质的赏赐，或者是后天环境的给予，这个都是从神而来的这个托付。
So it doesn't matter whether we were born with certain abilities or whether we've trained ourselves to be better at something.
哦，有些人五千，有些人两千，有些人一千，一定都有的啦。
We see that if they, God gave these servants five, according five talents, two talents, and one talent.
哦，就像我们经常说的哦，天生我材必有我用啊，就算点缀用也不错了啊。
And so we were all born, and so we were all given something to take care of.
哎，好、哦、啊，所以就像这个五千、两千、一千啊，都有从主人那边领受托付。
So just as the servants received talents, we also received abilities.
哦，那在这边呢、啊，我们看到主人对那个领五千、哦领两千啊、哦，他们各赚了五千跟两千啊、哦，这个仆人的称赞。
And so let's look at the praise that the master gave to the servants with the five and the two talents.
称他们是良善忠心的仆人。
We see that the master praised them, saying they were good and faithful servants.
哦，这个良善是一种品格，内在的品德。
So this good is referring to their inner self.
哦，那忠心是做事情的态度。
And faithful is referring to the work, the attitude they had to the work.
哦，这个也告诉我们哦，服侍神的人呐、啊，要有内在哦这个良善的品德，还有做事情忠心的态度。
And so it tells us that as servants of God, we need to be good morally, but also we need to be faithful in our work.
哦，才能够被主人称赞是好仆人呢。
Only after this can we be praised as good servants.
哦，有些人虽然做事能力很强
，and so though some people are able to do much holy work,
哎，但是会害人呢。
But they harm others.
哦，没有良善
，and so they aren't good.
哦，同工。哦，这个工作的工变成攻击的攻呢
？And so the work that they do, they attack others.
哦，嫉妒哦啊，这个相害哦，这个就没有良善了。
They have envy or they hurt others. And so this is not good.
那有些人虽然心地不错很好，但是做事情不忠心呢？
But we see that there are others who are good at heart and yet they aren't faithful in their work.
哦，总是啊，这个拖拖拉拉哈。搪塞。
They procrastinate. They don't finish their work.
哦，虽然呢，个性很好，人很好。
And so though character-wise, they seem good.
哦，但是不是做事情的料。
But they don't have the ability to finish the work.
所以一个好仆人哦，必须要能够在性格上良善，哦，在态度上忠心。
And so a good servant for God is not only good morally, but also faithful in the work.
哦，这样才是好仆人啊。
So this is a good servant.
好，那我们来看看哦，这个领一千的哈，他的这个理由是不是理由哈？
And so let's look at the explanation that this the servant with the one talent gave, and whether this was an acceptable explanation.
他为什么没有像那个领五千跟领两千的哦，来运用主人所托付给他的？
Why didn't he use the talent like the servants with the five and the two talents?
哦，这里说他害怕。
It says here that he was afraid.
哦，他害怕失落了这一千呐。
He was afraid that he would lose this one talent.
哦，哎，主人这么严格哦。
And not only that, he said that his master was a hard man.
哦，那万一啊，我这个一天呢，啊，运用的不好，哦，失落了，哦，改变了，哦，那主人回来我怎么交代？
And if I lost that one talent, and since my master is a hard man, how would he treat me?
多做多错，少做少错。那我不做，那就是不会错了，就埋起来。
If I do much, I stand to lose much, and if I do little, I stand to lose little. So either way I lose, I might as well just bury it.
这样不会改变的。
And so this doesn't change.
那我对主人就有交代了。
And so I can hand this back to my master.
害怕改变，以至于什么都不做。
And so because he was afraid, he did not do a thing.
害怕改变，以至于没有成果。
He was afraid of this change, and so he there was no result from his work.
我们刚刚谈到说，警醒是一种生活的态度。
So we said that to be watchful is a type of a lifestyle.
哦，警醒会影响到预备哦。
And if we are watchful, then this will affect how we prepare ourselves.
哦，生活的态度会影响到成果的呈现。
And the way we live our lives will affect the fruits of our labor.
哦，所以从这一个哦，这个分银子的比喻，我们就看得到了。
And so we can see this from the parable of the talents.
哦，这一个领一千的人，哦，这个仆人呐，他在这个哦警醒这个生活的态度上出了问题了。
So we see that this servant with the one talent, he had a wrong attitude with being watchful, and so this caused his work to be lacking.
以至于他在成果的呈现上等于零。
And so he did not earn a single thing.
我们会不会也像这个领一千的仆人，我们害怕改变？
Are we like this servant with the one talent? Are we afraid of change?
哦，那有时候这个害怕改变呢？反而会让我们做出很多的改变。
Of course, being afraid of change may cause us to change much.
传道你在讲什么？我听不太懂哦。
Pastor, what are you talking about? I don't understand.
哦，举个例子来说。
Let me give you an example.
主耶稣那个时候的法利赛人。
The Pharisees in the time of Jesus.
他们要维护那个律法上哦啊那个啊条规字句。
They want to keep the Old Testament laws and decrees.
所以他们就增加了很多的口传律法。
And then so they added many of their oral traditions as their laws and decrees.
哦，要来帮助他们来维护传统的不变。
And so this was to help them keep the original traditions.
哦，以安息日来讲哦。
Let's take the Sabbath day.
哦，安息日就不可以走多远。
And so for them, they couldn't walk over a certain distance on the Sabbath day.
安息日不可以做那个，不可以做这个。
There are many things that they're prohibited from doing on the Sabbath.
哦，所以主耶稣来的时候啊。
So when Jesus came.
哦，哎，被他们认为耶稣是要来改变安息日的。
They felt that Jesus was trying to change the Sabbath.
啊，为什么
？Why？
因为耶稣违背了他们。哦，这些法利赛人呐、啊，要来维护那个安息日的不变的那些条规、啊。
Because Jesus went against the oral teachings that the Pharisees kept to prevent the Sabbath from being changed.
所以耶稣哦责备这些法利赛人说啊，你们因为传统，因着传统而废了神的诫命。
So Jesus rebuked the Pharisees, saying by observing their oral traditions, they are actually going against the law of God.
把那个为人所设立的安息日反过来变成人为安息日所设立的。
They changed it from a Sabbath made for man to man made for Sabbath.
把那个要让人得安息的日子变成不得安息的哦这个条规啊。
They changed it from man receiving rest on Sabbath to man receiving no rest on Sabbath.
那这些法利赛人难道是吃饱撑着？当然不是啊，他们就是害怕被改变。
And so, did the Pharisees want to change originally? No.
哦，害怕被改变而做了很多的改变。
And so, because they were afraid to change the Sabbath, they actually made many changes to Sabbath.
所以今天在我们的信仰生活里头，在我们的这个教会在侍奉等等哦。
So today, in our faith, in church, when we are serving,
我们会不会也会像这个领一千的仆人这样子？
Are we like this servant with the one talent?
哦，在某些事情哦，比如说条规、真理和各方面哦，因为害怕改变，哦，而做出了许多的改变。
Are we like this one servant who is afraid of changing the decrees and laws of God that we accidentally change much?
好，或者是因为害怕改变而什么都不让人家哦来来哈、哦，这个有所建议也好，或者有所啊、这个解释哈。哦
Or are we so afraid of change that we allow all types of interpretations?
哦，以至于等到啊、这个主人来的时候，没有成果呈现。
And then when Jesus finally comes, we see that there's no result.
哎，我们回顾过去。
Let's not look at the past.
很多现在哦非常活泼的圣工啊，在一开始。被提出来的时候都是被反对的。
Nowadays, many of the lively holy work that we emphasize today, originally they were opposed by.
医院宣道。
Preaching in the hospitals.
哦，还有这个网络宣道，哦，有这个媒体的宣道。
Or preaching online.
哦，这个 media 哦。
Media.
哦，这个刚开始啊。哦提出来的时候啊、哦、都是很多人反对。
Originally, many people were opposed to these different mediums.
反对的理由是什么
?And what was the opposition?、What was the reason for the opposition?、
哦、难道是这一些反对的人、哦、他们非常知道他们所反对的东西吗
?Was it because the people who opposed understood the new mediums?
他们有先知灼见吗
?Did they have first-hand accounts?
不是啊。
No.
而是他们害怕被改变。
Rather, they were afraid of change.
哦，以前从来没有人这样做啊。
Because no one before had done these things.
我看了，我们还是不要了。
And so they said, let's it's better safer to not do it.
哦，就好像这领一千的人一样。
And so just like the servant with the one talent.
害怕改变。
Afraid of change.
哦，害怕失落些什么？失落传统，失落哦这个啊这个习惯。
Afraid of losing the tradition, afraid of losing the habit.
哦，那这样的一个生活的态度，也以至于呀、啊，到最后没有成果来呈现。
And so, if we live life in this way, afraid, then eventually we will have no results to give.
哦，所以啊、这个哈、哦、无用的仆人啊，值得我们作为警戒。
And so, this useless servant is a good thing to for us to reflect upon.
哦，这个主耶稣借着四个童女谈生活的态度警醒，借着分银子的比喻告诉我们，当他再来的时候，我们都要有成果来呈现。
And so, with the parable of the ten virgins, Jesus tells us that we need to be watchful. With this parable, Jesus tells us that we need to show him our work.
哦，借着我们的服事哦。
Through our service to God.
那最后耶稣讲了分羊的比喻。
And then we see the parable that divides the sheep from the goats.
哦，谈到的是人子来了。
And so that here it says that when the Son of Man comes.
哦，在这个荣耀宝座上哈、哦，要把啊、这个人们哈、哦、聚集在他的面前，就好像山羊绵羊一样。
He will sit on his throne of glory, and all nations will be gathered before him like sheep and goat.
哦，那对右边的这个绵羊哈、哦、说啊，你们这些蒙我父赐福的哈、哦，可以承受创世以来为你们所预备的国。
And so he'll separate the sheep from the goat, and to the sheep on his right side, he says, "Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you."
哦，那对左边的山羊说啊，你们这些被咒诅的人，离开我，进入那为魔鬼和他的使者所预备的永火。
And then to the left side, the goats, he says, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil."
原因是什么
？What was the reason？
就是哦啊、当这个王哦他啊、有需要的时候。
So we see that when the king had a need,
饿啦、渴啦、做客旅呀、啊、哦、赤身肉体啦、哦、这个啊、在监牢里头啊、哦、这些啊、山羊、哦、或者是绵羊、哦、他们给他或者是不给他帮助。
We see that when the person was hungry or thirsty, or when they were naked, or when they were in trouble, what divides between the sheep and the goats are whether the person has helped the person in need or not.
哎、而被分成两类，而且决定他们的这个结局跟去处。
And so because of this, we see that they were separated, and that determined whether they were saved or would suffer.
哦， 山羊也好了，绵羊也好，同样问这个王这么说，我们什么时候看到你有需要给你帮助，或者是看到你有需要不给你帮助。
So we see both the sheep and goat, they both asked, when did we see you in trouble? When did we see you in need?
哦，这个王回答说，我们来看这个二十五章。
So we see the king, let's look at how he responds.
四十节。
Chapter 25, verse 40.
四十节，王要回答说，我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既坐在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是坐在我身上。然后我们跳过来看四十五节。
So skip to verse 45.
四十五节，王要回答说，我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既不坐在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是不坐在我身上了。原来坐在这个王的身上啊，就是坐在他们当中，有需要的人的身上。
So we see that when they helped the king, it was when they helped those in need around them.
我们刚刚谈到耶稣之前讲那个两个比，一个是用生活的态度，一个是谈到说要服侍神。
So we see for the first two parables, one was concerning the lifestyle, and another was concerning the service to God.
那今天呢，我们要怎么样用这个警醒的态度来服侍神？
So then today, how can we be watchful and serve God?
我相信我们每一个弟兄姐妹啊，在我们信主的时候，我们都有立志过，我们要服侍神。
I'm certain that when all of you had the determination to believe in God, you determined to serve Him.
我想这个山羊的这些信徒啊，
I think that the believers who are the goats,
如果能预先知道原来那个小子当中这个有需要的人坐在他们身上，就是坐在这个王的身上，坐在神的身上，坐在主的身上。我看他们所做的一定不会输给那个绵羊的人。
I'm certain that if the goats knew that if they served the least among them, then they would essentially be serving the king. They would not lose to the sheep who served the least.
因为他们不知道。
Because the goats did not know.
所以今天同样的，传道你能不能告诉我做哪件事情就是等于坐在神身上。
So today, some may ask, Pastor, can you tell me how is it that we can serve the least among us and serve God?
我一定拼命的去做。
I would surely be faithful to this task.
抛头颅、洒热血、倾家荡产，我都做。因为我知道这个是坐在神身上嘛。
I'll do many things because I know this is done for God.
但问题我不晓得嘛。
But I don't know.
我不晓得说做哪一件事情能兑现我当时对神的承诺跟立志
I don't know what to do and who to do it on.
如果我能知道，我绝对做了。
If I knew, I would do it.
那我们这个说法跟山羊问王是一模一样。
And if we think about this, this way of asking is the same as the goats and how they responded to God.
今天我们要怎么样服侍神？
So how is it that we are to serve God today?
山羊绵羊的比喻仿佛告诉我们，服侍我们当中有需要的弟兄姐妹吧。
So the parable of the goats and sheep tell us that we need to serve the brethren among us that are weak.
一个对人无情的人，岂能对神有爱呢？
If a person cannot show compassion to those around them, can he show love to God?
那个看得见的弟兄，我们都不爱，我们又怎么能够去爱那个看不见的神呢？
If we do not even love the brothers and sisters around us, how can we love a God we cannot see?
原来坐在神身上就是这么简单。
And so, to serve God is so simply.
就是坐在我们当中有需要的人。
That is to help the brothers and sisters in need around us.
原来神当我们众里寻他千百度的时候神在那个灯火阑珊处的弟兄的身上。就是这么简单我们服侍有需要的弟兄姐妹。
So it's that simple that all we need to do is serve those who are in need.
哦，那个看得见的，那个我们知道的。
Those that we see, those that we know.
哦，当然我们也不需要太紧张了哦。
Of course, we don't need to be too worried.
哦，不要我说啊，刚刚哦在加油站加油的时候，有一个人向我要五块钱呐、啊，我不给他，哎，会不会他就是主耶稣啊？啊，这样来审判的时候，说因为那个没有给他五块钱，我就要下地狱，那真冤枉哎。我们也不需要这样子了、哦、
We don't need to worry about refusing to give money to those in need at the gas station.、
哦、就好像那个绵羊一样、啊、他问这个主说、哦、我们什么时候看到你有需要而做、啊、他们也是不经意的时候做出去的。
And so we see that the sheep, when they asked God, they did not know when they were serving God at that time.、
哦、就如同我们一开始所讲的，这是一种生活的态度。
It's just like what we referred back to.、
只要
it's a lifestyle.
我们有那个行善这个心、哦、生活的态度。
As long as we are, we have the heart to do good in this world.、
哦、多少无所谓。
It doesn't matter how much or how little.
然后重要是那个态度了。
Rather, it's important that we have the attitude.
那我们就能够服侍神，借着坐在有需要的弟兄姐妹身上。
That we may serve God and help those who need help around us.
哦，所以主耶稣在这个马太二十五章用三个比喻来回答当时问他啊、要怎么样啊、这个。来面对末日的来到主的再临的这些门徒。
So in Matthew chapter 25 we see how Jesus responds to the questions raised by the disciple.
也等于在告诉今天我们所有的弟兄姐妹。
And in essence it's also reminding and telling us brothers and sisters today.
末日什么时候到？
When will the end times come?
不晓得。
We don't know.
但是我们知道的就是、一天比一天接近了。
But we know one thing for sure, that as each day passes, it's coming closer.
一定会到。
It will come.
很快就到。
And it's very soon. It will come very soon.
重要的是我们要用什么的生活态度来面对。
What is important, however, is what our lifestyle, what our attitude should be like towards this.
我们能够呈现什么、来给、那个末日来到的主。
What will be the results of our work to show to the Lord?、
所以愿我们、都能够像主耶稣所讲的这三个比喻、
So I hope that all of us can fulfill according to the three parables mentioned.
用警醒的生活态度。
That we be watchful.、
来服侍神、就是借着、这个坐在弟兄姐妹、有需要的弟兄姐妹的身上。
That we serve God and serve those in need around us.、
求主耶稣帮助我们大家。
May God help us all.
我们再来唱诗八十七首。
Let's sing hymn 87.
When the sinner shall give his dirty part, I know ye not. Are you ready for that day to come? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day?
请坐。
Please be seated.
啊，我们感谢神在安息生日上午的带领。
So we thank God that He has guided a Sabbath morning service.
啊，也愿我们弟兄姐妹啊，借着祷告，我们再一次在神的面前来立志。
And may all brothers and sisters in our prayers before God.
啊，让我们这个新的一年啊，两2013年呢，比过去的2012年更加的警醒，更加的有预备。
We ask God to help us to be more prepared and to be watchful in this coming year.
好，用这个积极的态度。
To have a more watchful lifestyle.
好，来服侍神，好，来服侍弟兄姐妹。
To serve God and to serve the brothers and sisters around us.
让我们都能够战战兢兢来做成这个得救的功夫。
That we may work our hardest and to have a fruits of, for our labor, for God.
祷告的时候也为一切身体软弱心灵软弱的弟兄姐妹以及朋友们来代祷。
So in our prayers, please pray for those who are physically or spiritually ill right now.
我们现在就一起同心跪下来祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.